loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who live in your community, know you by name, and answer when you call. They keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
Welcome to Breezeline, where you'll say, ta-ta, T-Mobile, because we have 99.9% network reliability, and they don't. That's right. Time, weather, or even streaming in a basement won't affect our superior service. That's because we have real internet, backed by our fiber-powered network. And T-Mobile? Well, they just have a 5G cellular network. So for a limited time, find your perfect speed with prices starting at $19.99 a month for 24 months. Terms and conditions apply. Go to breezeline.com to learn more.
I sometimes get asked how I started my podcast and why Anchor FM. I did extensive research, and Anchor is great for newbies like myself. They provide good support, and it is easy to use. The cost, you can't beat it. If you're starting, you can start for free. And this is another reason I chose Anchor FM.
Is the coronavirus putting social classes against each other? Is the coronavirus giving some the idea that one social class determines whether one should live or die? I am not normally what you call a political person. I live in the U.S., a country that prides itself in diversity and the rights of individuals. But recently, I have read two articles that have really frightened me. It seems that the coronavirus is giving some people the idea that some working class people should die in order for the economy to survive. In another article, French doctors have come with the idea that African countries should be infected with the coronavirus and then their experimental vaccine should be tested on these people. I am putting both links to these articles in the description box. So it seems, rather than becoming more enlightened about the fact that this virus can decimate and kill anyone, regardless of race or social class, we want to devalue other people's lives. If this is so, is there any hope for us, any of us, to survive this virus? Everyone should speak with one goal in mind. What affects one can affect all. We need to stop this virus now. For now, remember that life is about possibilities and not impossibilities. Till next time, stay well.